Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, and I'm taking this opportunity to update you on what will be happening next with Morning Stories. If you know us only through our RSS feed on iTunes or the NPR website, well, you're in for a treat, because in addition to the 20 episodes or so that you'll find there, there are over 150 more on the WGBH website at www.wgbh.org/morningstories. They're in audio and video, and we're going to stay open there for your visits anytime from anywhere. Also, don't touch that unsubscribe button on your RSS feed, because any new podcast I can produce will go there, as well as any updates on our campaign to bring Morning Stories back to WGBH from your listener contributions. You can find links to make those contributions also on the website. And keep sending your emails and stories to our old address, morningstories@wgbh.org. I'll be sure to get back to you as quickly as I can, because even though the official podcast is ending, I hope that our conversation and exchange of stories will be going on. How? Well, I'll set up a website of my own. It'll be the place to go to see and hear new stories from me, stories and comments from you, and special visits from old friends, including Gary Mott. I have one last stop to make around the corner here, down these hallways, to the office of a friend and colleague of mine at WGBH, Eli Ingram. Quite a while ago, Eli came in to talk with me in the studio to tell a story or two, and as I was going through my files here, I heard that recording again, and I finally had the chance to turn some of it into a morning story. So I'll leave this CD of it here for her to hear when she gets in tomorrow, and if it's okay with her and she approves, it'll be the next thing you hear. I call it, I Know, Mama. I Know.
My sister and I were each at separate colleges. A classmate of hers killed herself. She was gay. Her father went on a rampage and got the names of all the women she knew at school and started calling the parents. When the gentleman called our home and outed my mother's daughter, she came barreling into my room in a fury and screamed, "Are you a lesbian?" I said, "No." And she went tearing down three flights of stairs and confronted my sister. My sister said, "Yes." I was just mute with shock. I just could not believe what I was hearing. I couldn't support her. I betrayed her. I allowed her to be isolated. It hurt her deeply, and it hurt me very deeply. It was survival. I didn't want to risk being disowned. Many years later, I drove down to the Cape where she was to admit that I was gay. My sister was gracious for about 2 hours. Then the reality of what she had to do alone kicked in, and she was angry. And I just had to let her be that way for about a year. I was 37. I couldn't expect her to understand the insanity that I had been living in, because I could not admit that I was gay. Anything but that. And admit that you've been dishonest, not only to yourself, but to others. My mother said, "It is the last time you will see my face." I got out of the car and closed the door, and that's the last time I've seen her face. I have a beautiful daughter, Tasman, who's turning 3 in March. Every day, I tell her I love her. Every day, I tell her I'm proud of her. And every day, I tell her what a good person and wonderful spirit she is. She hears those 3 things at the end of every day. You know what she says in response? "I know, Mama. I know." when I was about 9 or 10 and her mother died. Mom was just crying all the time. She said to me, if her mother knew how much she loved her, she could stop crying. That's probably how I feel about her. I have reached out to her, returned unopened, over 20 years. A lot of wasted time. I hope there's time for this one. She was the one who taught us love of neighbor, really, as she carted us around in the car, delivering care baskets and weeding the gardens of the entire town. Saturdays, she took us to the Natural History Museum and all of the dioramas and explained to us. From the time I was really small, without my saying a word, her buying me poetry books, stories of people overcoming adversity, because she just knew it was a language I spoke. Despite everything, it came through. Her love came through. Mom, people do what they can do, and that has to be okay.
That was Eli Ingram with today's morning story. I know, Mama, I know. Keep subscribed to the Morning Stories RSS feed and keep coming to WGBH.org as we continue our journey on, how about TonyKhan.com? Sounds a little funny to me, but, I could get used to it. See you later.